I'm so excited to begin this journey with you. As I share my evolving journey, I want you to share yours too. I've put together some of the most significant lessons I've learned on my journey of womanhood, and although I still have a lot to learn, I'm grateful for the woman I am today. This chapter is all about getting to know you and the wonderful beam of light that you are. One of the first things I did on my journey was identify who I am, and with that discovery, I was able to evolve and love the aspects of myself that I hadn't in a very long time. I was also able to navigate through life with confidence. Pain taught me how to heal, and joy taught me how to embrace each part of who I am. Life is always teaching me things about myself, and I've learned along the way to never take those lessons for granted. This journey to self-worth, self-love, and self-power is the most important one you'll ever embark on. Once you know who you are, no one can take that away from you. It's your true power. It's the strength you'll draw on to create boundaries for yourself. It's the determination you'll have to pursue the dreams you spend hours visualizing. It's the sensitivity you'll have to love and care for others. Let's begin this beautiful journey. I'm so happy to be joining you. The power of you. Life is a never-ending journey of discovering who you are and who you aspire to be. The fun part about life is that we have the ability to change and evolve whenever you want. The girl you were 5 years ago isn't the woman you are today. That's to be celebrated and acknowledged anytime you feel down about the expectations you created for yourself. When I think of who I am, my natural instinct has always been to think of my physical attributes, my career, and all the things I've achieved, or even the people I surround myself with. I was attached to the idea of being busy all the time and doing things because of the validation that came with that. But those things aren't me, nor do they define me. Everything I am is within me. I choose who I am because I know myself the best and I've known myself the longest. What do you think of when you think of who you are? What's the first thing that comes to mind? I always find it interesting to see how people define themselves and where these thoughts come from. We're so fixated on wanting to be defined by our achievements and our triumphs. It gives us a sense of belonging. Knowing we're embraced by a community in which people may have the same interests as us or feel the same way about certain things as we do. But no one is like you, and constantly striving to be accepted by others is an unhealthy cycle that will never empower you. I've had such an insightful 23 years with myself. Being questioned about my cultural mix has taught me to embrace it. I've learned how to turn my weaknesses and insecurities into strengths, and I've learned to see my light, even in a dimly lit room. It's been important for me to change my narrative and how I react to the things that will eventually empower me. Nothing happens to you, it happens for you. The journey begins once you learn to accept and forgive yourself for who you are. It begins once you learn to speak to yourself with kindness. We all have things about our bodies that we wish were bigger, smaller, smoother, or clearer. But those are the things that make us who we are. If I've learned anything, it's that even when we attain the things we wish for, we'll want more. So be sure to pause and embrace every single part of your journey. I'm currently in a space of embracing my body for what it does, rather than what it looks like. Every day, I'm able to see the world with freedom. I'm able to taste foods that make me feel good. I'm able to touch people with my words and feel textures or see sunsets that make me stand still. My mind and body hold so many stories that I can rewind and watch in times of reflection, in times of stillness, and in times of peace. Choose your own qualities. We learn so much from our parents and we mirror so much of who they are. As we get older, it's our choice to unlearn their habits or embrace the parts of them that give us joy. I love that I have qualities of both my mum and dad, as I know I'll always have parts of them with me as I journey through life. I have my mum's strength and ability to walk into a room and find a friend, and I have my dad's sensitivity and drive to create something.